Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to Blabber Buddies. I'm Landon Vargo and here with Bryant Wagner.
Whoop whoop.
It's been approximately 2 weeks since we joined you last. We had a couple of upgrades. We have another microphone, so I won't be sounding so quiet.
Yay! Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And, making some changes.
Yep, and we've got a lot of good topics to discuss today that I've kept secret from Bryant that I have not discussed before. And I feel like it's going to, take him for a ride.
Yeah, I don't like secrets. This is not going to be good for me.
No.
But we'll see what happens.
But I'm definitely going to get a few ha-has out of it.
Oh, I hope. Fingers crossed on this one.
So, moving on, I was just kind of thinking the other day, because the topic of the town, all right, the eclipse.
Yep.
All right, got to bring it up.
Eclipse?
Yep, the eclipse.
Eclipse it.
That was stupid.
I know.
But anyway, did you see it?
I did.
You did?
It was gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was super cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I stepped out my front porch, and watched it with, the wife.
Yeah.
And the younger women in my life that I like to call kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was pretty cool.
Did you watch with both of them? Even with the little one?
No. The little one was asleep.
Oh, okay. That's probably fair.
Yeah, she's 1 year old.
Keeping the glasses on, probably not conducive to anything.
Not conducive.
No.
But we took some photos. It was, pretty neat experience. I don't know what all the hype was about, that why the state of Indiana had to be on a state of emergency.
Dude,
it was stupid.
Everyone thought the world was going to end.
Yeah.
I even thought the world was going to end. Like, I was prepared. Like, this is it, guys. This is going to be, the apocalypse, zombie apocalypse. I was expecting, zombies. I was expecting zombies. I mean, I was at work. Number one, I was at work. Number two, I was on top of the parking garage at our work and we were all there watching it. I was expecting either one zombie apocalypse or planes to just start falling out of the sky, or similar to War of the Worlds, where the aliens start zapping people and their clothes just start falling out of the sky. What
is that, the one with Brad Pitt?
No, that's World War
Z.
Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Okay. You know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
Probably a long time. It came out in 2005, 2006.
I mean, I've dreamt since then.
Well, I'm sure, but I just watched it recently, and so that's where my head went.
What are you drinking today?
So both of us have adult beverages. I am, and speaking of adult beverages, if this company would love to sponsor us, I feel like that we would be happy campers. It's a Quaffon Brewing Company, and I am drinking their Strawberry Blonde, and it is now one of my new favorite beers, thanks to Mr. Vargo over here.
You're welcome once again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Quaffon Strawberry Blonde.
And I am drinking a Forte Ray Blueberry Blonde Ale.
Is it good?
Yeah. Actually fairly decent.
That's not what you just said earlier.
It's no, it is what I said earlier. I said
not
one of the best ones I've ever had, but it's definitely pretty tasty.
Yeah. That's good.
Those are the exact words that I said. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Those were the exact words you said.
Doesn't mean I can't enjoy it, even though it's not the best one.
It should be the best. Only the best for
hey, you know what?
What?
I'll enjoy it.
Yeah?
Because it's delicious. Mm-mm-mm. It's so good in my tummy. So anyway, back to the eclipse. We watched it. It was pretty cool. I don't know what the huge hype was about.
For some people, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I mean, now granted, according to what I read, this will come.
What, they're gonna die tomorrow?
No, but
and by the way, I'm gonna interrupt Bryant real quick. If we do offend anybody with any of our content, we don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't care. If you want to listen, great. If you don't, I mean, we're happy either way.
Yep.
we meant to say that right off the bat, but yeah, no, we don't care. So
nope.
There you go. All right, so so I think the next one comes around in like 2045, but it's not going to be like in our state, you know? Okay. So like, unless you're willing to travel to where it's going to be again, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people. I mean, if you're in your, you know, 60s, late 50s to 80s, you've never seen one before, which it sounds like a lot of people hadn't up until this one.
Well, for a totality one, yes, but there was one just back in 2017.
That was a lunar eclipse.
Still an eclipse.
Different.
Eclipse is an eclipse.
It's not. It's completely, a lunar and a solar eclipse are completely different.
Why don't you explain it?
Explain it?
Yeah, what's a lunar eclipse?
Well, so the lunar eclipse is where, like, the Earth, so, like, you got the moon, you got the sun, and the Earth is in the middle, and the shadow of the Earth is being cast on the moon, right? In a solar eclipse, it's flipped. So you got the sun, the Earth, and then the moon. And the moon's in the middle, and the moon is casting its shadow, or, you know, the shadow of the moon is being cast on the Earth. So it's different. Now, in 2017, I'm pretty sure it was a lunar eclipse. It wasn't a solar eclipse. And it was a total eclipse. It wasn't a partial. I watched that one from a desk.
No, it was a solar eclipse.
Was it really?
Yep.
Well, it had to have been
the total solar eclipse. The solar eclipse of August 21st, 2017.
Oh.
Dubbed the Great American Eclipse.
Oh. Well, then I was wrong.
So,
was it a total?
Total.
Oh.
Total solar eclipse.
Well, then maybe not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people.
Was
then
a total solar eclipse visible within a band that spanned the contiguous United States from the Pacific to the Atlantic coasts.
Oh, well, all right. Never mind then. Maybe not a once-in-a-lifetime. I thought that was a lunar eclipse, not a solar eclipse. My bad.
I'm really smart. I get my degree from the University of Google.
It's a good university. It is. It's made life so much simpler for us.
But, you know, the reason I brought up the eclipse is because, you know, the media...
Because you just got your hair cut?
Huh?
You just got your hair cut.
I haven't cut my hair yet.
What does Vargo do when he goes to a barber? He eclipses it. Dad joke. I just spit all over my mic. Sorry. Boo.
Anyways...
That's funny. That's a funny dad joke. Anyway,
But no, the media, they portray it to be like this thing that was gonna be like, oh, this is gonna be such a big deal. But you know, kind of like the conspiracist thought side of me kind of wants to say, okay, what are they hiding? Why'd they make an eclipse such a big deal? You know, what's going on behind closed doors when the public is focusing, like a magician, you're watching this hand.
Yep.
Right? But in reality, something else is happening off to the side that you can't see.
So are you like legitimately asking that question?
Yeah.
Or do you know there's something else going on that we just don't know about?
That is a legitimate question, and I kind of feel like something like that is happening. You know, like, guess what? We got the majority of the public
focused on the eclipse where they should be focused over here.
Like bird flu. Oh God, watch out, guys! Here comes the bird flu. We gotta put on masks again and go into a state of emergency. No,
Did we go into masks with bird flu? I don't remember. I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I know, like, everybody was like,
the media tries to create mass hysteria in every damn thing. Oh shit, we're running low on toilet paper. Everybody hurry up and get to Costco. Get your toilet paper.
That was horrible.
Get your shit,
I hated
tickets.
That. But I mean, I know everybody was like super concerned about anthrax at one point in time, but like, did we ever?
Yeah.
Like, super concerned about bird flu?
Basically, this is their huge thing until something else is portrayed to be a big deal. So for you listeners out there, take note of what I just said, and then the next time the media really starts pushing an issue, you're just going to sit back and laugh your butt off because I predicted it.
Well, everybody knows.
And it's going to be like
everybody
like COVID,
knows already.
Like COVID. Like the studies that they come out with now.
Mm-hmm.
they were literally sitting there and recount, like, okay, like say you died from a heart attack.
Yeah.
But you had COVID symptoms.
Yeah, you were lumped into COVID.
You were a COVID death.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's all botched.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's all BS. 100% bullshit.
When did we become political on this show? We're only on show two.
I'm not political right now. I'm just bringing up what media is deeming to be like crisis oriented. I'm not talking about Democrats and Republicans.
No, let's not. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't
want to go there.
I don't want to go there. That's other people's feelings.
Between that and religion, two things that I don't want to talk about on this show. We have more fun things to talk about. But so, like, did you, after the eclipse, like, look anything up to see, like worldwide or anything? Like, anything that was going on?
Well, I did see some of the live footage that was happening down in downtown Indianapolis.
Of?
Well, White River.
Oh.
Like White River State Park, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Place was packed.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course
absolutely
it was.
Absolutely packed.
It was a party.
Yeah.
Every place was a party. They were shooting off fireworks.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, it was packed.
Packed.
It was packed.
Well, NASA was there.
Was NASA really there?
NASA was there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That explains why they were packed. Well,
I mean, that's probably one of the factors, but of course. You know, people freaking out that the world's going to end as well.
Well, yeah, everybody wanted to be in one place at one time for the world to end.
I was here at my home and I didn't have to deal with traffic.
It wasn't that bad. At least not at work. Like, we were expecting like an all hands on deck day. And
at our place of work.
And we that didn't happen. I mean,
oh good.
Yeah. Anyway.
I kind of predicted that.
Yeah.
Especially in the ghetto.
I mean, I was a little disappointed. I picked up hoping that
sucks for you.
Yeah, fair. But
so relating to that mass hysteria.
Okay.
All right. It's gonna kinda lead into something that I wouldn't want to talk to you about. Like, what do you think would happen if cell phones stopped working for 1 week?
Well, I know for a fact that I'd be a happy camper. Number one, I spend way too much time on my phone. Number one. And I'm sure most people do.
Everybody does.
But the...
You know what I think would be hilarious?
What?
Seeing all these like teens and preteens and even early 20s.
They'd lose their mind.
They would lose their ever-loving mind.
They wouldn't know what to do.
They wouldn't know what to do.
And they'd
be like, how do I wipe my own ass?
And parents that like...
And they'd be like, hey, hold on, I got to call my mom. I forgot how to wipe my ass because...
I don't know what to do.
WhatsApp or X, formerly known as Twitter, doesn't tell me how to do it anymore.
You can't call your mom, though, because you don't have a phone. Phones don't work. So how are you going to call your mom?
There's still landlines.
Yeah, but do you really think a teen, preteen, 20-something is going to have a landline?
They wouldn't even know how a landline worked.
I know. Like one of the little spin dial.
I love the rotary phone.
Yeah.
Give that to a teen and say, figure it out.
Or the long stretchy cord that went for like 20 or 30 feet that you could just like take from the kitchen into the living room and sit and talk for hours.
Yeah. Because I, like, to be completely honest, and the reason I say that is because I had a friend of mine. I'm not going to name his name. But he legit said that he had a go bag ready.
I got one. I got three.
What for the eclipse though?
For the end of the world. And well, I was ready for the eclipse. I got three bags. One for me, one for my wife, one for my kid. I got three bags ready. Just in case. I've been packing and prepping for years now.
I'm not saying for like a civil war. I'm saying like for the eclipse.
Well, I mean, like, it's a go bag that's ready for any time, whether solar eclipse or otherwise.
I have a go bag that's ready for anything that I could just pick up and go.
Yeah, so I would say it was ready for the eclipse.
But it wasn't ready for the eclipse.
But it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It's out. So in my man cave, there's a closet, and in the closet has a bunch of stuff in it. All three bags hanging up, ready to go to grab.
What's in it?
That's a great question. So
you don't even know?
No, I do, but like I strategically set all three of them up differently for the sake of like, I can carry a lot of things. I'm a bigger guy. I'm stronger. So like a lot of heavier things for me. So maybe a rifle, pistol if I need one, extra ammo, like walking sticks, binoculars, flare, things like that, that are like heavier items that you should be, I should be responsible for. Yeah. And then like my kid would have like smaller things. So like snack foods or water or, even a walking stick for him, like so, things like that. So and then my wife would kind of have the middle of that.
What would the end of the world be for you?
End of the world like be for me?
Yeah. Like describe that as you say.
This is deep. This is a deep conversation. This is deep.
No, this is just, this just popped in my mind. Like you say, oh, I have go bags for the end of the world. Well, if it was the end of the world, what would a go bag do for you if it was the end of the world? Because obviously at the end of the world, the entire human population is going to be annihilated anyways.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, look at
where like, are you going to hide? Like if every, like if there was like a nuclear storm, like you don't have access to a nuclear bunker.
That I know of. I mean, we both have a lot of friends. I'm sure I could probably hit up somebody real quick and be like, hey, do you by any chance have this? But you're right on that. Like, there's no way more than likely to survive that unless you've got a bunker ready
so
for
basically
it.
Unless you have like another human party that's out to hunt you and you need to just pack up and leave real quick, the go bag is pretty much useless because asteroid hits the Earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. That's going to wipe out like all bacteria on life and end life as we know it, kind of like Armageddon.
I mean, I think we could survive some people could survive an asteroid.
Well, I mean, we don't have Ben Affleck to be able to do that again.
Ben Affleck?
From Armageddon.
Oh, I was thinking Bruce Willis, but yeah, that's fair.
They were both on there.
They were, but like Bruce Willis saved the day more than, but anyway, no, like I wasn't thinking more along those lines. I was thinking more, so my son is big into dinosaurs and we watched the movie called Dinosaur recently.
Yeah,
and yeah, with the Aladar and you know that whole thing. Anyway, like small population of creatures in that movie anyway survived that. How, I have no clue, but they survived it. So if they can, there's at least a small percent chance that we could. But asteroid, nuclear, like those would probably be the two biggest ones, and the likelihood of survival is zero.
Right. So basically what we're saying right now is that all kids, if they didn't have their cell phone for 1 week, would probably be the exact same example of the end
of
the world.
It'd be an apocalypse.
Absolutely.
It'd be the end of the world.
They'd freak out.
They'd freak out. There's no way to post on social media. There's no way, especially like...
I mean, let alone kids don't even know how to talk to each other these days. I mean...
That's also true.
I mean, you take away their cell phones, go ask them to like, you know... hit on the opposite sex and they're like, what?
Well, yeah, I don't know if that actually happens anymore.
What's sex? called? What is this called?
What's foreplay again?
It's a penis? What is a penis?
Can somebody tell me what first base was again, please? Because I don't remember what that is.
Take your, what's a vagina?
I believe
God
that.
Damn it, where's Pornhub when you need it?
I believe the correct term in that would be fellatio, maybe. I'm not sure. But anyway. yeah, no, that would be the end of the world. But forget about the like the preteens, the teens, and the like 20-somethings. What about this annoys the crap out of me. And I realize, I understand why people do it, but it also bugs me. I'm a big family guy. Like, I like spending time with family. Like, the parents that will give their kids their phone like at dinners or while they're out or whatever to watch something. Like, I get like waiting for food at a restaurant or something. Like, sure, you'll watch something past the time. Maybe you don't have toys or coloring crayons or whatever to do. But like when the dinner comes, that's family time. It should be family time. Yeah. So you sit together as a family, you eat, you chat. It's an experience. It's the environment. Like, forget that. Those types of people, like, they'd lose their minds because I mean they're not.
So
do you do that?
Do I do what?
That do what we just talked about.
I wasn't listening. You lost my interest.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like give either Courtney or not, well, do you give your kids their phone.
They don't have a phone.
No, not their own phone, dipshit. Either your phone or your wife's phone to, like, watch something.
It depends on their mood. Typically, they have, like, either crayons or something to color.
So you don't do that? Not typically.
I've done it before.
I'm not saying I haven't either. I have
just waiting on the food.
Absolutely. When the food gets there, then you... Those parents would lose their ever-loving
But life. As soon as the food got there...
Phones go away.
That's if they were lucky enough to get the phone.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, if you got something to entertain yourself otherwise...
Just let them play with the sugar packets.
And shake them?
Well, that or stack the coffee creamers up and make little towers.
My son does the same thing. That's awesome.
Use your imagination.
I love it.
Which also, that reminds me of, basic stupidity. there is a worker at our place of work, a co-worker at our place of work, that has confided in us, at least me, and I think I told you about it a little bit yesterday or 2 days ago, that he tried, and this is how naive and...
Stupid?
Stupid, yeah.
Stupidity, no common sense.
Yeah, but he tried making chocolate milk with Cocoa Puffs by putting it in the microwave and melting the Cocoa Puffs.
I'd like to know how old he was when he did this, number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
I feel like it was recent.
if it was recent, we have a problem. We have a very, very, very big problem. If he were younger, like, I could see the logic in that, because it's Cocoa Puffs. You pour milk in it and it turns the milk chocolate. So, like, naturally you're like, oh, well, if I could melt them, it would do the same thing. So I see the concept.
What, trying to make, like, chocolate syrup?
Well, trying to just make chocolate milk, period. Like,
if you want chocolate milk, just put the Cocoa Puffs in the milk and it'll turn it chocolate.
Well, yeah, but, like, if you don't have milk. A lot of times when I was growing up, we didn't have milk.
So you put water in it?
Well, I mean...
In the Cocoa Puffs?
I mean, I didn't...
You make cereal with water?
Sometimes. You didn't have a choice.
Ugh.
It's not as terrible as you think. It's chocolate water.
I just need it dry.
It's chocolate water. But no, I mean, in my head, I can see as a younger child the concept of that. As an adult, which he is, if that were recent... I can't guarantee that he shouldn't be just, like, strung up by his toes and just, beat the shit out of, like...
Yeah, so speaking of dumb people, didn't you have a story that you would have wanted to tell me? You said you've been dreading it, and I've been waiting for it and waiting for it, and I just
I'm embarrassed by this one. I will forever be known as this guy for telling the story, but whatever. So
he woke up and realized he actually had nipples.
Not as perky as I thought. No.
Just spit it out.
I know it's hard. It's hard to, like, try to start this. So, and I've been thinking about, like, how to start the story.
Just dive in, dude. Balls deep.
All right. Go. So, most guys manscape.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
I know you are.
Yeah.
So am I.
Absolutely.
And I would say most guys do that, right?
At least you hope.
I think they do. Anyway. But so with that in mind, had an incident.
I can see where this is going already.
You think you do. had an incident last week. I got home from work, needed to take a shower, took a shower, but also it was that time of the week for me to manscape and do what I needed to do with that. So I'm cleaning up, my stuff and get conditioner out to get it nice and ready to go. And you have one of those fancy manscape razors, right? Yeah. The trimmers, right?
Hell yeah.
I haven't got on that bandwagon yet.
Well, you should.
I should. After this experience, I should.
So you snipped your nutsack.
Oh, no. 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 So I still use, like, a razor. You know, the thing that you use on your face.
Oh, shit.
That kind of razor.
Yeah, you need to get with the times.
Yeah, I'm clear. Anyway, so I got my conditioner on. I got my razor. I'm going through doing my thing. And I thought I hear knocking at the door, thinking maybe it's my kid or my wife or whatever. So as I'm doing my thing, I look up, and the next thing I know, I feel sharp, piercing pain. And you would think, when I tell you this, what is the first thing that you think?
You snipped the tip. You gave yourself a circumcision.
That's the first thing that you think?
When you feel a sharp pain while you're doing that.
So you thought it was the tip. You think it's the tip?
No, it's probably the base, because that's where your hair is, unless you have a hairy shaft.
It was the tip. I have damn near two holes that I could pee out of. Yeah, that. I felt that pain. I looked down.
Wow.
Oh, shit. And yeah, so yeah, I am forever that guy that has shaved the tip of my penis off. Pretty much.
Now I can see why you didn't want to share that story.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. You officially hold stupidity title.
I do now.
And I thought
compared to the Cocoa Puff thing, I do now.
I literally thought that our coworker
was stupid.
Was
dumber.
Was dumber than that.
Nope.
But dude, you take the cake.
Yeah. That.
If I were you, I'd go home and rethink your life.
I mean, I did rethink my life that day. And I told my wife what had happened because, I'm honestly surprised I didn't scream bloody murder when I felt it. I've never seen my wife rolling so hard laughing at my stupidity. I mean, this is beyond stupidity. Because like, how does that even happen? You know? And now at this point, like, it's out. Cat's out of the bag, so whatever. Like, yeah, it's embarrassing, but, like,
I'd like
to know if I'm...
After that story, I'll take Buttercup.
I mean, I hope to God that I'm not the only person that's done that. I really do. Maybe not the tip, but the shaft, the testicles, either or. But, like, I think I'm probably the only one. And that's really depressing.
You know, that's actually kind of, I've just had like a really gross visual in my head. It's pretty gross.
I know. It's awful.
It's pretty gross.
It is. And I'm sorry that I put that visual into your head.
So since you have like now two pee holes, did you accidentally like pee in your face?
No, it's not like it shoots up. Like it still shoots down, dumbass. It's underneath, like it's not on the top, it's on the underside.
Oh, gross. So it's like a Prince Albert.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Without
the prettiness.
Without the prince.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an Albert. Fucking Albert.
Don't worry, Russell. That'll never happen to you, buddy.
I'm more careful. Did you just call your penis Russell?
Yeah.
Really?
He's got a full name.
Russell?
That's not his full name.
Well, I'm clear, but that's his first name.
Well, Russell the Love Muscle Bernstein. He's got his two friends that hang around, Tommy Covington and Richard Wellington III. Why do you think I named him? Do you know why he's third?
Why?
Because I named him third. Hey, relax. That's right. And you know why he's got a Jewish last name?
Why?
Because he's got one hell of a beak.
Shit. Oh my God.
Hey, you asked.
I did. And don't ask what you don't want to know, I guess. I don't even know what to say to... I mean, I know what to say to you. That's pretty, pretty typical of you. But
you're at a loss for words.
I don't know what, like, now, like, two holes McGee? Like, what do I call my, you know, what?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, two holes McGee. I mean, that sounds good.
That sounds horrible.
I mean, it's kind of like.
It's a conversation starter, but I don't necessarily want people to, like. So,
well, you can't call him one-eyed Willie, you know?
No, I can't. No. I don't know.
Unless it heals, you know.
Well, I would hope that it heals. I would hope to God that it heals. But I don't necessarily, like, I mean, when you get injuries on your arms and your legs and stuff, and you get scabs, like, what does a scab on your penis look like?
I don't think you want to know. No. But, okay, so that's gross.
I know.
You know what else I think is gross?
What?
I think toe thumbs are gross.
What the fuck is a toe thumb?
Google it.
Hold the phone.
Yeah. Basically, your thumb looks like somebody's big toe.
Toe, thumb.
Yeah, just type
in Google thumb. Images. Oh, yeah, toe thumbs.
Yeah, toe thumb.
Why do you think they're gross?
They're gross.
I had friends that had toe thumbs.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal people.
I'm not judging their personality. Oh, I think they're gross.
Does she have a toe thumb? Oh, she does have a toe thumb.
Talking about Megan Fox?
I am.
Yeah, she has a toe thumb.
Oh, that makes her less, maybe like a little less attractive now. Exactly. She's got a toe thumb. Yeah. It's nasty. It's oh, no. I mean, I don't think like if I ever had an opportunity like, to like meet Megan Fox, that I'd be looking at her thumbs.
I watched Transformers, and she was like bent over that you know that motorcycle and doing some stuff.
Of course she was. Like, of course that's what you were looking.
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, she's so hot." But then like I saw the toe thumbs.
You saw the toe thumbs in the movie?
Not in the movie, but like on you know
when you were looking. What made you think toe thumbs?
Huh?
Why did you start like? Similar to our bathroom thing from last episode, what prompted you to like, I don't like toe, or I'm gonna look up toe thumbs and like, I don't like toe thumbs. Like, where did that come from?
Okay, well, if you must know how I got to my conclusion,
I do.
I just do not like toe thumbs.
Yeah,
is because we were just talking about something gross. It was an appendage on your body.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking about different stuff that I think is gross as appendages on your body.
Yeah,
and. For some reason, I'm not a feet person. I absolutely hate feet. I think feet are disgusting. I don't like people touching my feet. I don't like people looking at my feet because I wear boots a lot. So.
But you wear flip-flops more than you wear boots.
No, I do not.
I've seen you in the summer. You wear flip-flops more than you wear boots.
But summer is only 1/4 of our year.
It's like half. We're in Indiana. It's like anyway, half.
So therefore... You know, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, well, you know what else is disgusting is toe thumbs.
But, like, did you already know about toe thumbs before you started?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I dated a girl back
in high school. Do I have toe
thumbs? No.
No, I don't. Okay.
Back in high school.
Do you have toe thumbs?
No, I do not.
Show them.
Right here.
Okay, you don't.
They're normal thumbs.
They are.
Trust me.
They're like little short.
Little stubby, like, yeah. Big toes as your thumbs.
Yeah, it's like you got a little nub.
Yeah.
Like your thumb was cut off, but it was cut off below the knuckle. Yeah.
Like you're kind of like midget, but not.
Yeah.
Kind of like midget/Frodo Baggins.
But little, no, I, little Frodo and little Samwise.
No, like, yeah. But no, like I dated back in high school. I dated a girl, and you know she was good looking, you know whatever. But I come to find out, it was my junior year of high school. You know, leading into my senior year.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, she had toe thumbs.
When did you realize she had toe thumbs? Like, first of all, how long? Well, no shit. But like, how long had you been with this person before you realized she had toe thumbs?
A couple months. Like, I didn't really pay attention to her hands all that much. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we only dated for the summer.
Oh,
so
okay.
We were only together for a couple months.
And you noticed, like, by the end of the summer that she had toe thumbs?
Oh, no. I noticed before that.
Oh, so you knew she had toe thumbs?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you were just like, that's
no,
weird.
I thought they were weird the first time I saw them.
Oh.
But I didn't, I tried to, like, you know, kind of think past it and stuff, but I just couldn't stop thinking about toe thumbs.
She was cute, but you got toe thumbs.
Can't do it. Had to go.
So is it only weird on for you anyway? Because now I'm curious. Only weird on girls or all encompassing?
All people.
Really?
Like, toe thumbs to me are just gross. No, well, the grossest thing that I think is absolutely disgusting is when people don't keep up with their oral hygiene.
Oh yeah, that's
like
gross.
I don't care how good looking they are or how ugly they are. If they got like gross teeth.
Yeah. No, I mean that's fair.
Yeah, gross. Absolutely disgusting. The biggest thing.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I think most people would agree with that. But like
toe thumbs weirds me out.
Is it gross to you because they look like toes?
They look like toes.
Not because it's like looks like it's like shaved off. Like no. It's just because it looks like a toe and you don't like toes.
It looks like a big toe on your hand.
I mean, it does. Now that I'm looking at pictures, it does look like.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Now every time I see a movie with Megan Fox, that's all I'm going to notice is toe thumbs.
You're going to want to look at her thumbs.
That's depressing because I don't want to look at her thumbs. Well, she's a gorgeous human being. Like I would much rather look at other things other than her thumb.
Oh, dude, she's like with Machine Gun Kelly. That's gross.
She has a preference, whatever.
Yeah.
Like
a plethora of preferences.
She has a type.
Yeah. Right? A plethora of types.
Oh, you're talking about like the whole
Megan Fox as a person.
Yeah.
Like, have you not seen her dating history?
Yeah. I mean,
obviously not.
Well, she has a type.
Yeah. Guys, girls. Sometimes she's the girl. Sometimes they're the girl. Sometimes they're both the girl. Sometimes they're the man.
I mean, she has a type.
If they have a strap on.
She has a type. It's fine.
In other words, she doesn't have a type.
She has a kink.
She's gross. She's got toe thumbs.
She was cute to you until you noticed she had toe thumbs.
Absolutely.
Does your wife have toe thumbs?
No, absolutely not. So part of the first thing that I notice now
is the thumbs.
Is the thumbs.
You look at people's thumbs before you look at anything else.
Teeth,
yeah.
Teeth,
and their thumbs.
And then their thumbs.
Those are the first two things you notice on somebody.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I know you better than that.
Oh yeah. Like you can look good physically. That's fine. But if I'm trying to get to know you or anything, I'm looking at your teeth and I'm looking at your thumbs. Otherwise,
I'm
not even going to waste my time.
Now I'm going to walk around at work looking for people with toe thumbs.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, too bad.
Damn it. Come on, Vargo.
So, speaking of
toe thumbs.
So, okay, I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
All right, we're going to move away from toe thumbs.
I'm having a hard time, but all right.
No, but you never told me what you thought was the most gross.
On a person?
Yeah.
That's something that I just
What you think is gross. Well, in general, what do you think is just absolutely disgusting? Like, just gross.
Well, so
mine was toe thumbs, and we spent like a half hour talking.
Yeah, yours is a physical thing. Mine's not a physical thing. I don't like attitude.
I love attitude.
Like, personality-wise. Like, it's okay if you have an attitude. Like, if you have some, like, situations and moments where that applies, but don't have it all the time, fine. When you're either a dick or a bitch all the fucking time, I can't stand that. I don't do that. I don't like it.
Well, so much for the people who have the resting bitch face.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about, again, it's not a physical thing. It's like when I'm having a conversation with you, if you can't for 5 seconds not be a dick or a bitch, I don't want anything to do with you. I have no desire to want to get to know you. I have no desire to like want to go hang out with you. I don't like that. It brings me down, and I'm a nice, fun, I think anyway, fun, nice, happy person. Like,
you think you're fun?
I think I am.
You think you're fun.
I mean, I'm stupid, but I'm fun.
Well, dude, you kicked the tip of your dick off.
Again, I'm stupid, but I'm fun. Like, let's guess. I got something funny at least to tell people, you know? Like, hey, what'd you do? Oh, I cut the tip of my dick off.
Let's have fun.
Let's have fun.
Hey. Like a 30-year-old single person trying to go out on a blind date. What? Oh, that's for real? Oh, my God. I'm fun. I can hang out with you guys. I'm really fun, I promise. Who are you trying to convince?
It's not like that, but all right. But no, I that's what I find unattractive in people, period, is your personality. If your personality is that of just a mean, horrible, bad person all the time, and that's just, oh, that's just who I am, quote unquote, I might be your workplace proximity associate, or I might see you and be an acquaintance, but I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want any part.
What was, you said you had a other topic on there.
I do. I have a couple others.
Yeah. Cause I'm floating through mine cause I'm working them in.
Yeah. No, I'm clear. So before we had our podcast, this is going to lead into what one of my topics. So before we had our podcast, I had the most phenomenal burger that I've ever had in my life.
Oh, you're talking about this episode.
Oh yeah. No, before this episode, before this podcast today, the most phenomenal burger I've ever had in my entire life. And the person that made it is an aspiring chef and wants a food truck and wants all these other things. And I hope to God that sometime soon this happens, because this burger was amazing. Vargo, as a matter of fact, over here, wants a food truck, made this burger. I can't even tell you what was on it. I smashed this burger. It was delicious. But yeah, so my question to you is related to that burger. If you could make the ultimate sandwich of all time, what would you make?
The ultimate sandwich?
Or burger, either or. Ultimate, like something between two buns, whether a burger, a sandwich, hot dog, whatever, like ultimate thing, what would you make?
Fuck, I don't know.
That is not the answer I was hoping for. After the burger I just had from you, that is not the answer I was hoping for. Because, like,
I don't understand the question. Like, what's the ultimate sandwich? There's a lot of sandwiches.
No. What would you make? I'm clear there are a lot of sandwiches.
Obviously it's going to be a burger.
Okay, so what would be on the burger?
Your hopes and dreams.
Okay, but my hopes and dreams are different from your hopes and dreams, or different from somebody else's hopes and dreams.
Like, because every time you bite into it, their hopes and dreams would be fulfilled because it's that delicious.
So it's like,
it doesn't matter what's on it.
It's like riding on a unicorn over a rainbow.
Stuff, so I got a plethora of different varieties. So
for me, it'd be like me riding on a unicorn over a rainbow, side saddling
with a cowboy hat.
Just woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
All baby oiled up.
Absolutely. I don't know. This burger was delicious, and I was curious if you personally could make one burger, sandwich, whatever, like, and you could choose
I can't choose just one, because it really depends on what my mood is. You know what I mean? Because I may be feeling this one day, I may be feeling something another day.
What's the best burger you ever made, or sandwich, or whatever?
I don't know. That's up for opinion.
Your opinion. I want your opinion. What is the, for you, what is the best burger that you have made, that you have tried, that you've eaten, that you've, you, for your opinion.
That
what
I made.
Yes.
Not somebody else.
No. Because, I mean, that's somebody else's is up for interpretation. I want yours.
Oh, I don't know, because that's up for interpretation as well. Because what I think is the best.
So tell me, what was the best that you made for you? Or for your family or whatever. What was the best that you made?
I would have to say that it was... let me think. It was... I call it the USS Indianapolis.
That's an interesting name. Why the USS Indianapolis?
Well, we live in Indianapolis.
Well, yeah. Fair. I mean, that boat sank. So, you know,
it doesn't matter, because it also delivered the atomic bomb to stop World War II.
I mean, true. I did know that. That's fair.
So anyway, No, it's basically a Chipotle shrimp burger.
Chipotle shrimp burger. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
So basically, you got your quarter pound black Angus beef burger.
Okay.
Or not quarter pound, excuse me, one third.
One third pound. Okay.
A little bit bigger. And then you take some grilled shrimp.
Okay.
Some blackened grilled shrimp, and you'll put it on top of that with some white queso cheese.
Like melted?
Well, yeah.
It's queso. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Melted. Yeah, yeah. That was a dumb question. Sorry.
On top of it, and a couple slices of little avocado on there for some nutritional fats.
Sure.
And some, you know, texture.
Sure.
And you throw that on there onto and a King's Hawaiian bun.
Ooh. Like
a hamburger bun.
Yeah. So you get
you also got like Chipotle aioli on there.
Yeah. So you get like the sweet and spicy with the the Hawaiian, but with the, I'm hungry for another burger. Make that one next time. That sounds delicious. Although when we went to lunch a couple weeks ago, your Baja shrimp burger.
Oh, the one that I had them create.
Yeah.
Thin air.
That sounded amazing.
No, it was the Boom Boom shrimp
burger. Boom Boom. I'm sorry. Not Baja. Boom Boom. You're right. The Boom Boom shrimp burger. That did sound amazing. And it looked amazing.
The bartender said, man, I never thought about that. That sounds delicious. I'm like, I'll be here all week.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need more recipe ideas.
It looked phenomenal. It looked absolutely delicious.
The name of the food truck, when I finally do get it open, will be called the Crimson Buffalo Food Company.
Why Crimson Buffalo?
Well, I went to IU.
Okay, fair. So Crimson.
Those of you who do not live in the state of Indiana, that's short for Indiana University, went there. If they were to have a mascot, which they do not. They do have, it's called the Crimson Stampede, which involves buffalo.
Crimson buffalo.
If you also look on the Indiana State Seal, there is a
buffalo. Yeah.
Because at one point, buffalo actually ran wild in the state.
Where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
Okay, I'm glad you're not a professional singer. But,
that sounded pretty good. Shut up.
But, there was actually buffalo that ran wild in the state of Indiana.
Huh. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. You can Google it.
I will. Later.
And obviously IU colors is crimson and cream.
Sure.
Well.
So crimson.
And then I started thinking about other things like, you got red lobster. Right?
Yep.
You got other stuff. So I was like, huh. So I started playing with words, and I came up with Crimson Buffalo.
I like it.
Yep. You want to sneeze?
Nope, burp.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Sorry.
So that's how I came up with that. I didn't want to call it like Crimson Buffalo Food Truck. I was just, play on words, and they came up with Crimson Buffalo Food Company.
That's ingenious.
Yep.
That's really cool. And the fact that you, bring in, the state stuff into that.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I called that burger the USS Indianapolis that I just explained to you. The burger that you had today.
Yep.
I called the Crimson Burger.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's basically a whiskey burger. Oh. It comes with a one-third pound black Angus beef, or you can substitute for a half-pound bison burger. It comes with sauteed onions, melted white Irish cheddar cheese.
Yep.
And a whiskey glaze that I make with from Hotel Tango Whiskey.
So good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Which is a local whiskey here in Indianapolis as well. And I make it on a pretzel bun.
It was so good. The pretzel bun really did it. Everything else was good, but I know you'd said that you'd made the burger recently and didn't have the pretzel bun, but so I didn't get to taste what that would have been like.
Well, it was on a brioche bun, but it was still good, but I think the pretzel bun really set it off.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, it was delicious. I cannot wait for your food truck to open up simply for that.
It's in the works.
So. I'm going to come work for you at your food truck.
Checks out.
I'm going to dance in front of it.
Well, I don't want to scare people.
I think that would attract people.
So yeah, that's about that.
That's awesome. That was, yeah, no, it was a really good burger. we kind of have to backtrack a second for some stupidity. Related to the microwave thing with did you ever do anything stupid when you were a kid with a microwave? Speaking of,
I was like probably 8 or 9 years old and I put some tin foil in there, but then once it started popping, I stopped it and took it out before the microwave blew up.
That's fair. I didn't do that with this item. I also didn't know that mercury could
blow up
in a microwave. I mean, it wasn't recent. I was like 10 or 11. I didn't want to go to school. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to put this thermometer, one of the mercury thermometers, in the microwave and, you know, get the temperature up so then I wouldn't have to go to school. And it was, yeah, no, it was, I don't know, like only for a couple of seconds, maybe 5 seconds, and that mercury thermometer just went all over the place. And yeah, blew up the microwave, and I got in trouble. And so yeah, that was an interesting thing. Interesting thing for me with that. I thought that was funny. Funny related to what we were talking about, because
it's okay, funny.
Yeah, I know you're not interested. It's not nearly as funny as the Cocoa Puffs and the milk thing. But it made me think of it when you were telling me that yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, I had an incident like that where I blew up the microwave. Like, it wasn't just like a, you know, like it and the door popped open, and yeah, I don't think my mom to this day knows that I did that. Huh. Okay. Anyway, it was funny to me. I found it funny. I was stupid, made a stupid decision. Anyway, yeah.
So going based off of that, so back, I was getting ready to leave for. And I just randomly just thought of this, actually. So I was getting ready to leave for Iraq back in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And every morning I'd have these, and, you know, Anchorman was pretty big back then.
Well, sure.
You know?
Yeah. Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
You stay safe, San Diego.
Stay classy.
Stay classy. You're right. Go fuck yourself.
Anyway, I remember, and I talked to a person recently that brought this to my attention. So I was literally every morning, and I kind of do it now at work, but I don't say it per se.
Sure.
Verbatim.
Sure.
But, and I've told people this at work before, if they really want to build their self-esteem, they need to go look at themselves in the mirror.
Naked?
Well, or clothed. however you want to. It's up to you.
Yeah.
And if you really want a self-esteem boost, you just look at yourself dead eye in the mirror and just go, I am a sexy son of a bitch.
Landon fucking Vargo advice.
Hey, I'm just serious. Like, so every morning I would wake up and I'd get in that mirror and I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, hey, everybody, come see how good I look.
And everybody, you're meaning your wife and kids.
No, absolutely not. This was back in 2008, 2009.
When you were like overseas and stuff,
yeah,
like doing your stuff.
Go, yeah, get ready to
so you were yelling at all the dudes to go,
oh, yeah.
Come look.
Yeah, I was like, hey,
come and look at how great I look.
Like, hey, you guys look like that, but I look good. You know. I mean, I still kind of say that now.
You do all the time. All the time. Like, I'm a sexy motherfucker. Look at me.
You gotta love yourself before you can love anybody else.
So note to self, just if you ever want a self-esteem booster, go overseas in the military, look yourself in the mirror with a bunch of dudes around and say, come look at me, motherfuckers, I look great.
No, you don't even have to go in the military. You can just be in the privacy of your own home and look at yourself in the mirror and give yourself a self-esteem booster.
Yeah, I got nobody to yell at to say, hey, come look at me, because my wife would laugh and my kid would giggle too. So
there you go, who cares? You can walk into the office at our place of work and be like, hey, you guys see me? I look good.
And you'd tell me, Wagner, shut the fuck up.
And you're like, I can't. I look too good to shut up.
No, that's
everybody,
what
everybody needs to know. It.
That's what you would say. I would come in all super cocky and like, yeah, look at me. I look super fucking good today. And you'd go, Wagner, shut the fuck up. And I'd just, oh, all right. That's it.
Well, that's because you're sensitive.
I am. I have a
really sensitive.
I have an old soul, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. As I grab my sleeve for whatever fucking reason, like,
who's my big guy?
It's me. It's me.
Who's my big guy?
It's me. Oh, that you are. That made me think of the time where we were out in front of we had walked out of our office, or I was walking into the office, and you were like, Wagner, I can tell you've been working out. Your ass is looking great. I'm like, oh yeah, you think?
Oh yeah, we weren't in the lobby, but we were in an area.
Yeah, right before you go into the office. Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of God and everybody. Like, oh yeah, you think? Yeah. Thanks.
But see, I'm not shy. I have no shame in my game.
Oh, I know. It's fine. It was a good compliment. I appreciated it.
I call it like I see it.
Considering, like, since I've been recently training for that competition and whatnot. Yeah. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, thanks, bud.
You can tell. He works out.
I appreciate that.
He does squats.
I do all the squats. Not the cock squats. Yeah, cock squats.
You said you did all the squats.
I did, but then I have to retract that statement.
Yeah, that's
not. I'm not doing cock squats.
You know,
that was too deep.
You know, speaking of, I'm going to tell you here in a second, but – did you know that Indiana, as of July 1st of this year, is bringing back happy hour for alcohol?
I didn't know they got rid of it.
Yeah, it's been gone. Excuse me. It's been gone for 40 years.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know
now,
that.
Now, they had happy hour food specials, or they had alcohol specials for, like, all day long.
Yeah.
But they'd have to, like, they'd have, like, $2.50 like, you know, PBR beers.
Sure.
But they have to honor it for all day.
Huh. So they're just bringing back a time where, like,
you know, happy hour, social hour, whatever you really want to call it. And I actually posted the news article on my Facebook account. But, yeah.
I didn't know they ever got rid of it. So that's cool.
Holcomb signed a bill that reprises or gets rid of that 40-year-old ban.
Governor,
and says that Indiana can now have happy hours again.
Governor Holcomb doing something awesome for our state. Gotta love it.
Hey, I'll take it.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Because now, I mean, I know a lot of people in, like, you know, from my area that I, you know, was born and raised, you know, South Bend area.
Yeah.
Up in Indiana, Northern Indiana. You know, go to Chicago. I mean, you jump on the South Shore rail line real quick, just take a short little trip over to Chicago. You can spend a day trip over there. They have happy hours from, like, you know, I don't even know the hours, but, like, you know, like 4 to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's just a total guess. But I know I've got friends that live in Chicago that'll probably correct me. But yeah, but, like, they'll have even sweeter deals during those times, other than, like, just the $5 pints.
Penny pitchers again, like they used to do at Ball State.
Oh, penny pitchers was phenomenal.
Penny pitchers was awesome.
I love those days.
I love
penny pitchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the Chug. Yeah. No, not the Chug. The locker room.
Locker room?
Locker room. Okay. At the locker room. Yeah, that's penny pitcher night.
Yeah, locker room, Chug,
which don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They're all gone. But, yeah, no, I miss those days. Those were fun. You could go in and get wasted for, like,
10 cents.
It was great.
Here's a nickel. and I'll tip you a nickel.
Go ahead and give me a bucket. Here you go.
Here's a dime. Give me 10 pitchers. You know. Oh, and by the way, here's another dime. It's 100% tip.
Oh man.
Speaking of just the tip.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
I'm just saying.
Oh Lord. Oh, I thought you actually had something to.
No, I'm just making fun of you because you cut off your tip.
Oh. Well, so yeah, that.
But yeah. So anyway, Indiana brought back as of July 1st. It starts July 1st, and they're bringing back happy hour.
That's awesome.
Social hour, whatever.
Maybe we'll have to do. Maybe we'll have to do one of our shows at a place for happy hour.
I'm telling you, I prefer to day drink and darty over going out at night.
That's fair. Yeah, it's more fun to day drink.
Yeah, because
you get to enjoy.
You don't have to deal with ghetto garbage.
That's also true. That's fair.
Or just garbage.
Just garbage in general. Yeah, that's fair. Well, yeah, that's exciting. That'll be fun.
Yeah,
we will have to find a restaurant or a bar or something and do a show at one of those places during happy hour.
If not, I don't give a shit because I'm still having a good time.
That's true. We could all, the worst they could tell us is no.
Yeah.
And as of right now, I feel like a lot of people would tell us no.
It's fine.
But yeah, no, so that's really about all the time we have for this week.
What time are we at?
We're at an hour. Oh. Yeah. If you liked our content, I hope you do. We enjoy making it for you guys. Please like us now on our new Facebook page. We now have a Facebook page. Something else to add to our extra mic that we got this week. We made a Facebook page. Yeah, I know, right? We do have a Facebook page now. It's Blabber Buddies. Go like, follow us, leave us a comment. Let us know, what you think about the show, anything that you'd
like to hear about.
Yeah, like to hear about, like for us to talk about. We're happy to try to oblige if we can, if we know anything about it.
Or not, because if it's stupid, I'm going to probably respond to you
and say, fuck no.
And be like, you're stupid.
Yep, that's probably true. Like us and follow us on our Facebook page. You can listen to us on Spotify. And
if you would like to see pictures of Brian's two-hole penis.
I will not be posting pictures of my two-hole penis on Facebook. It won't be happening. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, now Pandora Radio.
That's right.
We are adding Pandora Radio. Pandora. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
And we will...
So if you haven't been able to tell by this point, we're kind of a big deal.
Super big deal.
We know people.
We know people that know people that kind of know us. So it's kind of cool.
And by kind of know us is...
They don't know us at all.
They have no idea who they are.
Nope, they don't, but they will. They will soon. So yeah, like us, follow us, leave us a comment. If you leave us a comment, we might get you a t-shirt.
Hey, by the way, I have to interrupt you real quick.
Yeah.
Based off of our last episode.
Yeah.
Do you have to go poopy?
We're signing off for now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Like we said, though, if you do enjoy our content, get on our Facebook page. It's under Blabber Buddies on Facebook.
I hate you.
And give us a rating, give us comments, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Signing off for 2 weeks, peeps. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.